Hi everyone, Nigel here. We're learning a new song today, a song that describes what happens at the beginning of our Anglo-Saxon story about Beowulf. The story begins with a king, King Hrothgar of Denmark, who builds a great hall for his people called Heorot. Listen to the first verse. Hrothgar the king was proud of his achievements, wanted the world to know of his name, built a great hall and named it Heorot, a powerful symbol of his wealth and fame. The song begins with a fun, happy feel. And when music sounds happy, it's usually because it's written in something called the major key. And when music sounds sad, it's usually because it's written in the minor key. This song switches between the major key and the minor key, depending on the mood. Now you're familiar with the words and tune, let's sing verse one together. Ready? And... Now let's move on to the chorus. Just listen first. Everyone is having lots of fun.
And there was singing and dancing and lots of joyful celebrating. As Hrothgar watched, his eyes began to shine. No one's going to spoil this party of mine.
I wonder if you heard the pause in the singing after and there was singing and dancing. A gap or pause when nothing happens in music is called a rest. Listen.
And there was singing,
rest, rest,
and dancing,
rest, rest,
and lots of joyful celebrating.
Let's sing all of the happy chorus together now.
And there was singing and dancing and lots of joyful celebrating. As Hrothgar watched, his eyes began to shine. No one's going to spoil this party of mine.
Well done. Now we'll move on to verse 2. And think about how the music changes here as you listen to me sing.
But out on the moors someone wasn't invited. Grendel the monster awoke in a rage. Hearing the noise of all the happy celebrations, he let out a roar of fury and pain.
The music isn't happy now like it was before. Now it sounds dark and menacing. Ooh. The music has moved from the happy major key into the sad, worried minor key. Sing the first part of verse 2 now. Ready? And...
It's out on the moor, someone wasn't invited. Grendel the monster broke in a rage. Hearing the noise of all the happy celebrations, he let out a roar of fury and pain.
Well done. And let's carry on with the next part of verse 2. Just listen first.
And when the guests were asleep, Grendel rose from the deep. Greedy and grim, gruesome and tall, he attacked and ransacked Hrothgar's mead hall.
Yes, the monster, Grendel, attacks the people celebrating in Hrothgar's new hall. Perhaps you heard the rests again.
And when the guests were asleep,
rest, rest,
Grendel rose from the deep.
Rest, rest. Try that with me. Ready? And
when the guests were asleep,
rest, rest,
Grendel rose from the deep.
Rest, rest. Well done. Let's sing the second half of this verse together from When the Guests Were Asleep. Ready? And...
When the guests were asleep, Grendel rose from the deep. Greedy and great, gruesome and tall, he attacked him and sat. Wrong as we do.
Now listen to the next part of the song. The middle section, which is quite different from the first two verses. It describes how Hrothgar's people feel following Grendel's terrible attack. And as you listen, think about how this section is different from the verses we've already learnt.
Mighty king, what shall we do? Broken, stunned, and shocked are we. Numb with grief for what we've lost. Heorot is no longer free.
I wonder if you heard what was different about this middle section of the song. Firstly, it's much slower to show the sadness and fear everyone is feeling following Grendel's attack. And secondly, it's sung in two parts. So your teacher needs to divide you into two groups now. That's groups A and B. So do this now. Right, everyone ready? Group A, you're going to sing part one. Mighty king, what shall we do? And group B, you're going to sing part two. 12 winters past. Ready, group A? You're going to sing once on your own, then all the way through again. And the second time, group B, you're going to join in with me. So, ready to sing? Ready, and...
Mighty king, what shall we do? Broken, stunned, and shocked are we. Numb with grief for what we've lost.
Great!
Heorot is no longer free.
Now group B, join in.
Mighty king, what shall we do? Broken, stunned, and shocked are we. Numb with grief for what we've lost.
Fantastic! Well done! After this sad, slow section, there's new hope with the arrival of Beowulf, who sails across the sea from his home in Geatland. So listen to the beginning of verse 3.
News of the crime reached the ears of Beowulf, Prince of the Geats, he was handsome and strong. Eager to help, he crossed the sea in a longboat, took a troop of his best warriors along.
Now that there's hope, the music changes again. It sounds happy, as it's back in the major key again. Sing along with the first part of verse 3. Great! And then it's the last section of verse 3. Just listen first.
Can we stay the night? Give that fiend a fright. Music and laughter filled the night air until it reached Grendel, wide awake in his lair.
The happy mood of the music changes again here. It's in the minor key again, as it makes us think about Grendel awake in his lair, planning what terrible thing he'll do next. Let's sing that last part of the final verse together. Ready? And... Done. We've reached the end of the song, and now you're ready to sing it all the way through. I'll be back again soon. Bye!